Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The shortstop, Coot Beal. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gene Green. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Marty Keogh. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Dick Donovan. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Connell for the out. One out. Coot Beal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beal takes first base on ball four. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Fox moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards first. Keogh juggles the ball. That's an error on Keogh. Fox moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to home to get Fox. Robinson moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Pierce. Tasby moves to second. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hinton. Carey reaches second base with a double. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carey moves to third. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on O'Connell. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is called out on strikes. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Connell takes first base on ball 4. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tasby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Keough scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Carey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-1 in the game. Keogh strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0-for-1 in the game. Cottier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-1 in the game. Pierce hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Green and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-1 in the game. Donovan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, O'Connell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Veal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Veal. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Fox applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Minoso moves to third. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Carey bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Minoso scores. Martin moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, White Sox. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martin scores. Carey moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-2 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Donovan. Carey scores. Lawler moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. Lawler moves to third. Pierce moves to second. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field. Hinton picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hinton. Lawler scores. Pierce scores. Fox moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-2 in the game. King hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. King reaches second base with a double. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. King scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-2 in the game. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Green moves to second. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 0-for-2 in the game. Cotier is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Minoso bunts towards third. O'Connell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Keogh scoops it up and throws to first, with Donovan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Harry Bright pinch hits for Dick Donovan. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright strikes out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey juggles the ball. That's an error on Carey. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Veal is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Marty Cutina now pitching. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Carey is called out on strikes. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-3 in the game. Pierce bunts towards the mound. Cutina fields it and throws to first for the out. Lawler moves to second. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a line drive into right field. King picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on King. Lawler scores. Aparicio goes all the way around to score. Fox moves to third. It's 7-1, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. King hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Green hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Green reaches second base with a double. Tasby moves to third. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 0-for-3 in the game. Cotter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tasby scores. Green scores. It's 7-3, White Sox. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Marty Cutina. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.